Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Friday, 19th November 2021, and joining Lee to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is Michael Owen, MUFG's Head of Global Client Desk for EMEA in London. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only.
Good afternoon, Lee.
Hi, Michael.
The US dollar has continued to surge higher over the past week. Perhaps you could update the listeners on what's been going on.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. We've seen another very good week for the dollar as it's hit fresh year-to-date highs against other major currencies. There are kind of a number of reasons why the dollar is kind of outperforming right now. Obviously, the on the dollar side, things are improving for the US economy. We've seen kind of reassuring data over the past week, which has pointed towards the US economy picking back up again in the final quarter of this year. That was after the slowdown that we saw in the third quarter. That's obviously a reassuring development and is a positive kind of outcome from the easing of COVID cases in the US since the peak back in September. On top of that as well, we've seen more hawkish comments from Fed officials, that the Fed is clearly shifting in a more hawkish direction and is looking to raise rates, we think, in the second half of next year. On the other side of things, obviously outside of the US, that the situation has deteriorated, and that is creating a bigger kind of divergence between Fed policy expectations and other major central banks. So obviously, one of the kind of main focuses this week has been downside risks to growth outside of the US, particularly in Europe. Over the last couple of days, we have seen the market become more sensitive to announcements from governments here in Europe who are kind of considering tightening COVID-related restrictions again in response to the latest wave of COVID, which is hitting Europe as we head into the winter period. So just today, we heard from the government in Austria that they've imposed another short lockdown. And then that's certainly, I think, hurting sentiment towards the euro and other European currencies, which have underperformed over the past week and month. And we were certainly concerned over those risks as we head into the winter period. And then on top of that as well, we also have other kind of more Europe-specific risks, which are in focus. So there's a situation regarding geopolitical tensions between Russia and the West. That situation has certainly heightened over the past weeks with the Russian military buildup alongside Ukraine's border, and also the border tensions between Belarus and Poland. Those kind of potential flashpoints is certainly more of a kind of euro-specific risk, which is certainly helping to support the dollar as well on a relative basis. Obviously, one of the other risks as well to the growth outlook in Europe, which is attracting more attention over the past week, is obviously the latest developments we've seen in Turkey, where the currency remains very much in free fall. We've seen over the past week the Central Bank of Turkey very much still remains in easing mode, and a signal that they're even considering further rate cuts again at their next meeting in December. And that is having a very negative impact on confidence in the Turkish currency, which is continuing to fall to fresh record lows on a daily basis. At the moment, we don't see it having kind of big, significant negative spillovers for the European economy or asset markets, but certainly one to watch going forward. If this situation continues to escalate, there is obviously a risk at some point that Turkey's economy could start to slow in response, and that would start to have a negative impact through trade on Europe's economy as well. which would be certainly a downside risk for the euro for further down the line. But I think when you kind of take all of the factors that are currently in play into consideration, it's understandable, I think, that investor sentiment towards the euro is becoming very pessimistic right now, and that is well reflected in the price of the euro, which has fallen below the 1.13 level against the dollar, which to us looks, from a kind of longer term valuation perspective, it's trading at very weak levels now. So that's certainly well priced in, and I think that to us, it, given the fundamentals situation right now, that's understandable. But we do think at these kind of levels, the kind of risk reward for kind of chasing the euro much further to the downside from here is more limited.
Thanks very much, Lee. And what events are you looking out for in the week ahead?
Yeah, I think next week again is certainly potentially a market moving week. We've got the President Biden is expected to announce his pick to be the next Fed chair. That is expected to come next week before Thanksgiving holiday. We know so far that he has interviewed current Fed chair Jerome Powell, but he's also seriously considering as well Fed Governor Lael Brainard. At the moment, our view, and I think the market view is that Jerome Powell is still seen as the favorite to be given a second term. But obviously we can't completely rule out the possibility that there will be a surprise and that Lael Brainard will be given the Fed chair position next year. And that obviously would be potentially more of a market moving announcement if that did prove to be the case. I think initially market participants would view Lael Brainard as potentially more dovish than Jerome Powell, although that could prove difficult given just how dovish policy setting has been under Powell's leadership of the Fed. And at the same time, there's no clear evidence really in terms of commentary that she would have a much more dovish stance than Powell, although we would expect her potentially to put more emphasis on achieving the full employment part of the Fed's mandate. So that could mean under her leadership, she does favor maybe being slightly more cautious in terms of tightening policy going forward. So from that angle, that could trigger some initial dollar selling if she was to be announced as the Fed chair pick for President Biden. But we think that would probably be relatively short-lived selling for the dollar. As fundamentally, I think the market would still be of the view that the kind of strengthening recovery in the US, this period of very elevated inflation, is going to put pressure on the Fed, irrespective of whether it's Powell or Brainard in charge, would put pressure on the Fed to keep tightening policy going forward. So I think it at best would only be a temporary setback for the dollar. And then the second policy announcement that we'll be watching next week will be the policy meeting from the New Zealand Central Bank, the RBNZ. They are kind of leading the way in terms of tightening policy amongst G10 central banks, and we expect them to continue to lead the way going forward. And next week, the market will be watching very closely to see whether they will step up the pace of their tightening. So far, they kind of started by delivering a 25 basis point rate hike. But next week, there is the risk that they could potentially deliver a larger 50 basis point rate hike. Certainly, the fundamental picture in New Zealand in terms of the data since their last meeting has been very much in favor of tighter policy. We saw a much sharper than expected drop in the unemployment rate, which has fallen to the lowest level since prior to the global financial crisis, and certainly points to a very tight labor market in New Zealand. And similarly, we've also seen higher inflation as well in New Zealand, like I guess most other places globally. So there is certainly a lot of pressure building on the RBNZ to really start to withdraw this loose policy setting that is in place. And the RBNZ themselves have already signaled to the market that they feel that neutral policy rate is around 2% in New Zealand. So there is a long way for them to get that policy rate up until policy starts to become at least neutral, if not tight, is what's needed in New Zealand. So that could make them certainly more active in terms of withdrawing this loose policy that's in place. So I think for the New Zealand dollar, we still feel that fundamentally the RBNZ policy setting is favorable for the New Zealand dollar to remain one of the better performing G10 currencies going forward. The one thing, though, which potentially kind of holds it back from strengthening more notably from here is just the fact that the market is already kind of well priced in terms of rate hike expectations going forward. Market's already looking for the RBNZ to raise rates up to around 2.5% in the coming years. So a lot is priced in. So really, I think for the Kiwi to kind of get a stronger push higher next week, the RBNZ really would have to deliver and push through a 50 basis point hike.
Thanks, Lee. And finally, trade ideas. Could you update us on your trade ideas for the week, please?
Yeah, sure, Michael. Obviously, last week we did close out our short euro-dollar position after we hit the target at the 113 level, and also closed our short sterling Swiss position after that was stopped out, given the rebound we saw in the pound last week. So for this week, we have opened up a new trade idea. It's a long dollar check position. This trade idea has been established to reflect mainly the kind of building downside risks to growth in Europe more broadly as we head into the winter period. Those risks, like we've mentioned earlier on the podcast, include the risk of further COVID-related disruption in Europe. We think potentially disruption could certainly increase in the Czech Republic as well. If we look at new COVID cases in the Czech Republic, those are now back towards the highest levels that we've seen during the pandemic, and that will put more pressure on the government to tighten restrictions there. And then on top of that, obviously the kind of building tensions between Russia and the West, that could hurt investor sentiment towards European central European currencies, including the Czech koruna. And we're also fearful as well that the kind of deteriorating situation in Turkey, that could start as well to have more of a dampening impact in terms of investor sentiment in emerging markets more broadly. So that's another factor which could also hurt the Czech koruna going forward. And I think if you look at the performance of dollar Czech this year, it's actually the Czech koruna has performed relatively well. Like dollar Czech is still significantly below last year's highs. So from a kind of catch-up perspective, we see more upside potential for dollar Czech than some of the other regional crosses such as dollar HUF or dollar zloty from here. And to us, that we do like long dollar Czech. It also takes advantage as well of, we think, the current kind of favorable setup for dollar strength going forward. I think the one kind of caveat and risk to this trade, obviously, at the start of next week, is the announcement from President Biden over the Fed chair position. So if he does choose Lael Brainard, then that could at least lead to a temporary setback for that long dollar check trade. But like we said, we don't think that would be the start of a sustainable weakening of the dollar.
Thanks very much, Lee, and wishing everyone a good week ahead.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.